This week's parasha is scary. It's frightening. Why is it so frightening? It teaches us something about human nature. That really shakes one up. This is the generation of Jews that lived through slavery, lived through the 10 Makkos, the plagues. They watched as Hashem took all of nature and tore it to bits, defied every law of nature, to get them out of Egypt. And they left. And the splitting of the sea, Kriyas Yam Suf. The miracles were so open. We're told they had clarity. They had clarity as to just Hashem, how he operates in this world on a level that was greater than Yechezkel. We read on Shavuos, he saw Maisa Merkava. He saw how Hashem runs the world. Hashem showed him images that taught him the secrets. Of just how the infinity operates in this finite world. They saw it all. And then the revelation. Maimon Har Sinai. They all attained prophecy. They heard Hashem speak. They heard Anochi and Lo Yiyeh from Hashem directly. They all experienced prophecy. They got to a level where there was no Yetzer Hara. They just identified with their neshama. Their bodies developed instincts that were in line with their neshamas. And there they were in the desert. The clouds washed and ironed their clothes on them. They ate man that fell from heaven. They drank water from a rock. Their whole existence was miraculous and spiritual. Hashem's truth was so clear to them. They had reached the highest of levels. And then they come complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, we missed the Nile perch. Well, we don't have the fish we used to eat in Egypt. And the onions and the garlic. You can go through all of that. You can experience all of that. And you haven't changed. And what counts is the fish and the onions and the garlic. It's scary. It's scary. You come to yeshiva where everything's clear. You experience living a life with sane priorities. You can even develop a relationship with the Creator. You learn to talk to him. You study his wisdom. You can spend years here. And one still has to worry. Did you really change? Where's your heart? Is your heart with those special moments where you applied yourself to your learning? The Shemoneh Esrei's you'll never forget? Or is it still the food? So what do we do? It means human beings can experience anything and remain the same. I would hope that's not why you're here. The question is, how do you guarantee that's not going to happen? I think I know the answer. I think so. Everything the Jews did was passive. They experienced the plagues. They experienced the splitting of the sea. And Nachshon ben Aminadab jumped in. Even prophecy. They didn't spend years preparing themselves. They didn't go up the ladder of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer that the Mesillas Yesharim is based on. One level after another after another. Zehirus, Rizus, all the way up there. They attained prophecy as a gift from Hashem. Although they reached the highest of levels, it was a gift. They didn't work hard. When it's a gift, it's great when you got it, your insides haven't changed. Doesn't make a difference what you experience. What changes us? Hard work. Real struggle. Pushing ourselves. Using our brains, which that's a form of exertion the human being avoids at all costs. Applying ourselves. When you work hard, you change. Your growth is real. When it's passive, you know, so many great things going on here. There's so many experiences you can have here. First, just our position. We're at the gates to heaven. And it's the yeshiva, dedicated to growth. And people around you are growing, and there's a spirit. You have the support, and maybe even social pressure. To behave on higher levels. Your classes from people. People that are really good. People that are great. People that have themselves made demands on their own behavior. Put years into their learning. And of course, the Tish. There's so many experiences here. We're just hanging out. You're on a different level. So while you're here, you go with the flow. But there's no change. No change. Change comes with hard work. It means applying yourself to your learning. It also means being honest with whom you are and being ready to deal with your issues. Gotta be really brave for that. But if you understand that your whole future depends on it, it's worth taking the pain. Got to be open to accepting criticism. You got to be open to accepting your shortcomings. And you got to be open to admitting that you have strengths and you can do so much more. You got to be open to pushing yourself. That's how you grow. Hanging out in holy places doesn't change you. Feels good, doesn't change you. Prophecy that you attain. But it was a gift. They're still with the fish and the onions and the garlic. They're eating man. No, the pita in Egypt was better. So don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Don't think that just because you're so holy while you're here, that you've really grown. When you really struggle, now you're growing. There's no growth without pain. No growth without struggle. If it's easy, but look what it means not to change. They're missing nothing. Tell me that the fish in Egypt was better than the man. It was simple. It was the familiar. So many times the Jews come complaining. They say, oh, let's go back to Egypt. Go back to Egypt. They're not post-trauma. Who wants to go back to Egypt? But it was the familiar. To live lives with responsibilities. Connecting to Hashem. So much more comfortable to be back in Egypt. So you don't have a life. But at least you don't have to think too much. At least you don't have to work hard on yourself. It's so much easier to build pyramids than it is to change your midas. You got to work hard. You got to make yourself vulnerable, as they say. Got to be honest with whom you are, what needs changing, and how much more you can really demand of yourself. And work hard. That's for keeps. that's for keeps. Then your relationship with Hashem and His Torah will be far better than your relationship with steak or anything else. Then it'll carry you through life. It is frightening. Got to make sure you're really growing. Not just being holy, but you're really, really growing. Be honest. Don't be superficial. Be honest. Have you changed? Are you the same person you always were? With tzitzis. And a kippah. Hashem should help us all. We invest so much in being here. We shall become greater and greater and greater for real and for keeps.